The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
It's at that time of year now when fake tan is on view everywhere. It's the safest way to give a glow to those limbs that are on show, whether you're at home or abroad. I'm joined on the line now by Suzanne Jackson, founder of Sosu Cosmetics and creator of Dripping Gold Tan. Suzanne, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. How are you? How's things?
Things are great in a media landscape that you know only too well.
That's good to hear. Well, I'm in the lovely sunny Portugal. Fabulous over here indeed.
Very good. Is it hot at the moment? Because they're predicting very high temperatures.
Yeah, it's actually very warm at the moment. There's actually a bit of a breakout of a wildfire at the moment, not too far from us. So that's how hot it is. I think about 37 degrees at the moment in and around. Very hot.
Too hot. Let me tell you. Too hot. Anyway, you don't need to go out in the sun to get a tan because Dripping Gold Tan will do fine. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So I created my own tanning brand 4 years ago now, Dripping Gold. So that gives you a beautiful bronzed glow instead of sitting out in the sun, of course, damaging our skin. And it's doing very well for us.
Now, I want to go back in time, Suzanne, because you laboured in this arena with Spin and 98 while you were dreaming of what might come.
Absolutely, yeah. So I suppose to bring you right back, I started blogging about 11 years ago. So I was working in 98FM and Spin 103.8 as a part-time receptionist. Had a little bit of time on my hands. So I said one day, let's set up a blog and kind of write about the daily ramblings of a receptionist working in a radio station where lots of celebrities were kind of coming through the door. And it just kind of grew from there. And then I kind of started to do a lot of beauty reviews and tan reviews and makeup reviews. And then one day the penny just dropped and I said, you know what, I'm going to set up my own makeup brand. And I had a really loyal following as well on my blog, sosumi.ie at the time. And I kind of put it out to the followers and said, what would you think of this? They were all very, very, very positive about it. Set up Sosu Cosmetics 7 years ago. That has done very well for us indeed. And then based off that, the feedback at the time was for a fake tan range, a self-tan range, because I was a big self-tanner, still am. And I developed Dripping Gold Tan 4 years ago. And I suppose the rest is history. So both companies, thankfully, have done very well. But I started off in radio.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you started out your cosmetic line, you know, things like false nails and false, I don't know, I'm not an expert in this area. but how do you go about doing that? Because, you know, you're not a manufacturer, you're not a chemist when it comes to some of the cosmetics. How do you go about doing that?
Well, for me at the time, I had a really good relationship with a distribution company called Sundarau. And he reached out to me one day, the owner of that company, Fran O'Gorman, and said to me he'd love to just have a chat. He had actually originally done a fake eyelash range with Georgia Salpa at the time. So this is a long time ago. And he just wanted a conversation with me. So I went in and met with him and we had a good chat. And he said, look, would you be open to doing some products together, maybe setting up a business together? And I kind of thought, I'll need to think about it because I wanted to be sure. If I'm going to put my hand to something, it has to be right. And I want to make sure that I do it correctly. So I thought about it for about 3 or 4 months. And then I reached back out to him and I said, you know what? Let's test the market together. So we went into business together 50-50. We both put 50,000 euros in each as an investment and we developed a nail polish collection. So Fran from Sundarau would be a distributor. So he would put the product into the pharmacy. So the deal was that he would distribute the product and I would create the product and market the product. That was our 50-50 agreement. And the rest is history. We developed the nail polish collection together. He had lots of manufacturers because that's the game that he came from and is still in actually. And it was a success. We did year one figures in 7 weeks.
Wow.
So that will kind of give you an idea of the volume that we did. And that was it.
Now, you resisted going into the tanning area, but then you capitulated. Why? Mm-hmm.
So I really felt at the time, I was quite young at the time and like in business, naive in business. And I kind of thought, oh, it's such a saturated market. And I didn't think that it needed another tanning brand 4 years ago because there were so many brands on the shelf. But I remember trying all these tans and thinking, you know what, I can do better myself. There were so many things right and wrong with each brand. I just thought, no, I know what the customer wants. And I just set about doing it. And actually, I set that business up with my husband because my business partner, Fran, actually has a fake tan brand. So that would have been conflict of interest. So I set it up with my husband, Dripping Gold, and I just found some manufacturers in Ireland because I wanted it to be Irish made, went down, met with them. And yeah, that was it. But I knew what I wanted, Pat. So I think when you know what you want and you are a specialist within that area of, say, like what you like and what you don't want from tan, you can get the right formula. And thankfully, I can hand on my heart say Dripping Gold is the best tan on the market.
Okay. And you would say that, but
I'm not biased.
Now, tell me, you know, what are the tick boxes for tanning? I mean, do some products have a smell that maybe people don't like? Do some products streak a bit? Do some products, I'm not asking you to name your competitors.
Oh, of course not.
You know, what are the downsides? Maybe it's the shade is just too deep, too obvious, not subtle enough. I don't know.
Yeah, so for me at the time, I was just finding that the shade was a little bit orangey and we were looking a little bit too tangoed, and the scent, of course, it kind of smelled like curry chips. That's the scent I can give you. So I kind of felt, no, I need to fix this, and I wanted it to be streak-free, ready to wear. You know, when I used to be in the sun, you kind of get that lovely red brown tone that everybody loves. And I couldn't find a tan on the market that gave you that red brown tone. So that's why I created the Ultra Dark Mousse. So the Ultra Dark Mousse has a lovely red brown undertone. The medium has a deep golden tone, and then our dark has an olive tone. So lots of different undertones depending on what type of color that you want as your result. So I kind of, I suppose, put a different undertone into each color, if that makes sense, and to give you that lovely color.
You got to make sure that it doesn't rub off on your clothes, because one of my listeners says, how long should you leave yourself to dry before you put your clothes on after you put on your tan?
Well, for us, our tan is actually fast drying. That's one of our selling features. So I would always apply my tan, maybe give myself five to 8 minutes, just with your dressing gown on, and then you can pop like loose clothing on after that. But Dripping Gold, a lot of our customers would say it dries super quick, and you actually don't feel like that sticky feeling that some women would feel after they apply their tan.
Does putting fake tan on act as a barrier to sunshine when you actually look for a natural tan from the sun? You know, the way people will put on the tan before they go on their holidays, and then they hope to have a real one by the time they come home.
Well, no, there's no SPF in false tan. So you would need to wear your false tan. You would need to wear your SPF. So no, it doesn't act as a barrier. But you never know. We could be developing a tan with an SPF in it.
Yeah, and maybe that's the next thing to go for. And how long does the tanning mousse last before, you know, with swimming in the sea or the pool or showering or whatever, before it washes away?
So the good thing about our tan is the wear off. That's what people want. They want easy application, fast drying, and a good wear off. Some tans would wear off really crummy. It would look really like awful on the skin, really broken on the skin. Ours wears off like a dream. So for us, we say 3 days. If you're in and out of the sea and swimming pool and showering a lot on holidays, 3 days it starts to blend away, and then you can apply your second layer then if you wish.
Yeah. The question is streaking and so on. You want to make sure, I presume, that it doesn't streak as it fades.
Exactly. So what you'd want to do there is make sure your prep is really, really good before you apply your tan. So you've exfoliated the skin. You don't have any deodorant or perfume or moisturizer on the skin. You apply it to clean, dry skin. Sleep in it if you wish, or leave it on 4 to 8 hours, and then make sure you moisturize heavily after application, after you've washed it off in the shower, to really lock it into the skin.
Yeah. How do you prevent it staining clothes, carpet, bedding, towels, etc.?
Well, unfortunately, because there is a ingredient in there that dyes the skin, it can rub off on your clothes. I'm not going to say my tan doesn't rub off on your clothes. Of course it does. If you're sweating by nature and you have a dye, like a color on your skin, it's going to move. However, the best thing to do is just make sure that you have showered, you have moisturized, and with that, then you just use a really, really good detergent when you're washing. So I would always kind of hand wash if I find little tan stains anywhere on my clothes afterwards. But unfortunately, it is a fake tan. It is going to leave marks, but it comes out in the wash.
Another compliment here. Suzanne is right. Her tan is the best. I couldn't find the medium mousse in the pharmacy recently. The pharmacist said they're changing the packaging and it's out of stock. Is that true? And when will it be back, if so?
No, well, it's not true exactly, but basically the new EU regulations came in where the DHA, which is the active ingredient that tans the skin, had to be reduced. So most tan brands had to reformulate to make sure that their DHA was only at this percentage. So ours went into reformulation, and it did affect our mousse, lotion, and liquid. However, it is available, our mousse now back on the shelf, medium and dark, available online, of course, on sociobetia.com and in most pharmacies. But our ultra dark is the one that's not back yet. That'll be here probably in the next 2 months.
Okay, and someone else wanted to know, how do you decide what shade to go for?
It depends what type of a color payoff you want. So I'm super, super pale, like blue. I have typical Irish skin, but I like a really bronzed tan. So I go with the ultra dark. But if I'm kind of just wanting just like that nice golden hue, I go with my medium. If I want a bit of a deeper, darker tone, I go with my dark. And if you want that reddy brown, really ultra dark color, you go with ultra dark. It depends on what you like. However, all formulas are developed with ingredients to make sure that you don't go orange and that it complements your already beautiful skin tone.
The question of safety of these things, I mean, do you have to have all sorts of chemical testing to make sure that it's not going to have any lasting dermatological effects?
Of course. So we work with some amazing chemists and some manufacturers in Ireland, and they obviously are skilled in that area. So everything is above board. We match the EU regulations and 100% safe. So yeah.
Now, finally, Suzanne, you recently announced that you'd be stepping down from your role as a CEO. Why?
I feel, Pat, to be honest with you, that I've brought the company to where I can bring it. I have a certain skill set. I'm 7 years driving the business now. I think I've peaked. So I now need to bring in specialists within different areas of global growth and just let them take the reins. Of course, I'll still be involved in product development and marketing, but in terms of the day-to-day running of the business, I'm going to leave that now to our brand new CEO who starts in September. And we've got a really good new level of senior management there, head of finance, head of operations, CEO. So I'm going to let them do their thing and take us to the next level, please God.
Well, I can only wish you the best for all your endeavors, because I know, I suspect that you've other plans too, other schemes that you want to get involved with. But Suzanne Jackson, founder of Sosu Cosmetics, creator of Dripping Gold Tan, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.